What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 552. In this episode, I'll discuss why remdesivir is not indicated in patients with an eGFR below 30 mLs per minute. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode552. Remdesivir has recently been approved for the treatment of COVID-19 in hospitalized patients. The prescribing information states that it is not recommended in patients with eGFR less than 30 mLs per minute. The reason for this restriction is not due to the accumulation of remdesivir, rather it is due to an excipient that can accumulate in renal insufficiency. This excipient is betadex sulfobutyl ether sodium, which is better known by its trade name, Captisol. Captisol is a cyclodextrin compound that improves the solubility of numerous medications, allowing them to be delivered as IV formulations. Captisol was originally designed to replace a more toxic excipient, polysorbate 80, in the IV formulation of amiodarone. Once developed, it was licensed to other manufacturers and is present in the Nexterone brand of IV amiodarone and intravenous voriconazole. Captisol has been associated with hepatic and renal toxicity in animals at high doses, and that forms the basis for concern in humans. IV voriconazole also carries a similar warning about its use in patients with a very low eGFR due to accumulation concerns of Captisol. Interestingly, IV voriconazole also carries a caveat to the warning against use in low eGFR that it should not be used unless an assessment of the benefit/risk to the patient justifies the use of IV voriconazole. No such caveat appears in the remdesivir prescribing information. However, even though both medications contain nearly identical amounts of Captisol, about 3 grams, data exists that patients undergoing CVVH eliminate Captisol at rates equivalent to a patient with normal renal function. So if accumulation of Captisol is suspected in a patient, it is theoretically possible that continuous renal replacement therapy will remove the excess Captisol. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.